The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now to the newsmaker segment here on The Hard Shoulder, where we're looking back on some of the major Irish stories of 2025. This time, we're looking at when the NFL came to town and lit up the capital. Here was veteran quarterback Aaron Rodgers speaking immediately after his Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Minnesota Vikings at Kroger.
I felt like from the start there was going to be a little bit more pro Steeler crowd, and the fans were amazing. I've really enjoyed my time. Again, I always want more. I enjoy the Irish culture. I did partake in a few Guinness a couple nights ago, but hopefully there'll be a couple on the plane ride back too.
Packed full of stereotypes. The Irish don't care about the sport, and I had a few Guinness while I'm here as well. Good to see he embraced it. To look back on this event, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Kieran O'Donovan of the Irish NFL Show podcast, a teacher from West Cork. First of all, how does a teacher from West Cork get involved in the NFL to the point at which you're on a podcast, Kieran?
Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for having me. It's a long story. But to cut it short, I've been a fan of the sport for over 10 years now. I've been living down in West Cork, as you said, teaching in Lisavard National School. Shout out to the boys and girls in Lisavard National School, if anybody's listening. And just had that, about 10 years ago, I was bit by the bug, and I was slowly drawn into the game, really drawn into the history of the game, and just started going down a rabbit hole, and I just became more and more enamoured with the sport on the whole. And I came across, just before last season started, I came across this podcast, the Irish NFL Show. So I reached out to Brian, one of the founding members of the Irish NFL Show, just introduced myself, told him who I was, told him how interested I was in the game. He got me on a call, and as I said, long story short, I was pulled into the team, and it's been one of the more interesting and exciting chapters of my life, I have to say.
It's something that is growing, though, and I think the fact that we had the game here this year is an indication of the direction of travel, because the NFL want the game to grow outside of America, because traditionally it has been an American thing that we didn't understand. They want to change that, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the fact that podcasts, Irish podcasts dedicated to this sport existed at all, show that there is a community out there that have this passion for the game. And I feel lucky that I came along and became involved at a really, really special time for the Irish interest in the sport, because look, this game that happened in Croke Park had been brewing for a number of years. And I have to say, on the whole, the Irish community, the Irish NFL community, and the sporting community on the whole, like, we love our sport in Ireland. It was fully embraced, and the atmosphere and the spectacle it was something to behold.
Look, we always talk about razzmatazz, right? You can't beat going to the All-Ireland final. You can't beat going to the Aviva if the Republic of Ireland or the Irish rugby team are playing. But this was a whole different level. Planes flying over you, pyrotechnics, lights, pom-poms, glitter, the whole thing. I mean, they built an entire section down on the Hill 16 end that looked like it had always been there. It was incredible to see.
It was amazing. And just for context, as part of the show, I was lucky enough to travel to Wembley and travel to Tottenham for some of the other international games this season. They turned out to be more what I kind of expected, more of a rainbow or a spectrum and a celebration of the game itself, where you had most teams represented. But this atmosphere that was created in Croke Park was very much what it was supposed to be. It was a Pittsburgh Steelers home game. But not just that. I mean, the Pittsburgh franchise on a whole embraced the home aspect of their game. And we can chat about the Rooney family and their connection to Ireland if you like. But just going back to what you said, the Irish spectacle, the cultural spectacle that was created in the stadium on the day, I just got an immense feeling of pride throughout. And it started when Lyra sang the national anthem. It was the most awesome rendition of the national anthem I've ever heard. Exactly. I know, and it's not just me giving props to the band and girl up the road, but I've been to many All Ireland finals, and I'd still say it's very hard to compare to the experience of an All Ireland final in Croke Park, but This was fantastic, and Cladda as well, the band. I think they're from Galway. You know, a lot of the thing, I suppose, a lot of the pushback from the Irish point of view on the game itself is that it's very stop start.
Yeah.
But they made sure that the entertainment was just kept up, and you know the pace was kept up at a high level all the way through.
We've had college games before in the Aviva. This is the first game that was ever in Croker. And they packed them in, stacked them, and packed them. Over 70,000 people attended this. It put a focus on Ireland. We were talking earlier about Ireland having a bit of a negative spin in the US at the moment. This is much different. This is bringing what they love over here. And those who travelled, a lot of them were Americans coming here who didn't have a connection to Ireland, who were almost coming here for something new. So there's a tourism wheeze to this as well, Kieran.
Well, there was a huge upside on both sides of the Atlantic, if you want to say. Look, the banks have reported back that there was a huge spike in spending, in economic spending during the week. I think social spending was up by 17% that weekend in Dublin. I think retail was up by about 6%. There was about 35,000 US fans travelled on the weekend, and they were not afraid to spend money. On the other side of it, when you look at the statistics, this game was watched. The viewership figures were 68% higher than the average international NFL game last year. So there's a huge appetite for this in America as well. So that kind of indicates that on both sides of the coin, from the Irish economical point of view, and from a spectacle point of view, and from an appetite in the US, there's space for more of this.
You mentioned Dan Rooney, former American ambassador to Ireland, very heavily invested in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Would it have happened without that connection, do you think?
I think the NFL was going to come to Ireland regardless. I think the market has been growing, and there's a number of teams like the Kansas City Chiefs, the Green Bay Packers have also expressed an interest, you know, a real strong interest in coming to Ireland. But it is the Rooney family. I think they stuck their heads out, and they were previously in Dublin in 97. They played a preseason game, and you know, even though it was a preseason game, there was a huge emphasis on their connection to Ireland. They emigrated, the Rooney family, from Newry and Down in the 1800s. And so I got a chance to speak to Art Rooney and Dan Rooney in Carton House at the training facility. And it was not, you got a real sense that this was not lip service they were paying to the Irish community. They're very, very proud of their family. They had Irish names on the back of all the players' jerseys when they were training. They brought the roadshow up to Newry and County Down. They wanted the Steelers fans to know that this is their home, yeah. And it's their spiritual home.
And it's funny because we are now starting to see in the same way that we saw a lot of Gaelic football players heading to Australia, we're starting to see some GA players going over there, and the name Charlie Smith has been coming up an awful lot on my timeline in the last couple of days. It's starting with the New Orleans Saints, living the dream by the sound of it, and being quite good at what he does.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of credit goes to Leader Kicking, the organisation that's been, I suppose, grooming young kickers, young GA kickers, and rugby players. And just preparing them for the international player pathway, which now gives a platform to young players to actually have a tangible dream of kicking and playing in the NFL. And I mean, it's not just kicking, but I mean, that's an obvious skill that Irish footballers and rugby players possess. And so Charlie Smith and in fairness, Jude McTominay before him have proved that there is a path to success and there is a path to a professional career here. And it was just immense to see Charlie Smith, you know, his very first kick 2 weeks ago, a 56-yard field goal sailed through the post. It was like,
and a field goal is very hard to do in American football, isn't it?
You know, and particularly a 56-yarder. I mean, the NFL record is only 12 yards beyond that. I mean, or beyond that. He could have come along and had an extra point, but I think he said himself that he nearly would have been more nervous with an easy kick. He was happy to get a difficult one to start himself off, but he's been amazing. And he's had two starts now. He experienced his first win last week, and he's on a roll, so you wish him all the best.
Now, Fáilte Ireland would be absolutely thrilled if an NFL team decided they were going to come back here. Will this become regular like the college game? We have an American college game pretty much every year. Will we see Ireland being added to the NFL list based on how well it went this year?
It's hard to know how regular an occasion it will become, because there's so many European cities and there's so many global cities putting their hand up to be a part of this. I mean, the NFL is going to Melbourne and Paris for the first time next year. I think they're allowing ten international games. And as of now, I think 8 of those slots are filled for next year. So there's 2 undecided, undisclosed locations. I don't think there's a doubt in the world that the NFL will come back to Ireland given the success of this season's game. Whether it'll be 2026 or not, I'm not too sure. But as I said, I think you can look forward to seeing the Green Bay Packers, possibly the Kansas City Chiefs in future. And I think the Steelers again at some point.
Kieran O'Donovan of the Irish NFL Show. A pleasure as always. You can listen to the podcast on all the good podcast platforms, as they say.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.